gods, because of their great knowledge and help. They are, in fact, the angelic beings which have always been a part of this earth planet.
Yes, I think there's been a tendency to refer to anything that is not human but seems greater than human as gods.
Yes. After all, remember, you are gods in your own right, because we are all from the same source. But of course, I feel you would think that not possible. But your actual substance is from the great creative force. That is why in all of your religions mankind claims to be part of that God-like energy.
Image, yes.
Yes. So I say to you, my dear friends, strive onwards to achieve ever more spiritual consciousness in your daily lives, in order that those spiritual eyes be awakened to all that is round and about you. Be part of the whole. Do not have a separation, but be love. Do not only feel it, but be part of it. Have you any questions?
Yes, could I ask one on the same subject? Why is it that some religions or cultures have sacred animals?
It is just part of their religious beliefs. And remember that because of your free will upon this planet, each man must choose what he feels to be right.
Yeah.
Try not to pass judgment. They will do that for themselves. Because, you see, they do not feel that it is wrong to placate their God. You understand?
Yes.
Although it would be against what you believe, it does not necessarily make it completely wrong in their mind.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
I find that it's easy to feel that there are others close and sense that there are others close with eyes shut. But I think I'm right in saying that the ancients were able to see angelic beings with the physical eyes.
Yes, because their consciousness was such that they had developed their gifts of spirituality. Yes, beings, perhaps today you would call them materializations.
Yes.
In that sense. But yes, your ancients were much more aware spiritually.
Would it be possible to see one of these but not be aware of it?
You would have to be aware if you could see.
I see.
You could not be aware.
Yeah.
Yes, I think there have been occasions when Mary and others have materialized before many people. So I imagine the materialization can be enhanced from spirit world, so that many humans can sometimes see.
Yes, there have always been occasions for these events to happen in order that there is not doubt. But of course, as you know and understand, there always has been doubt.
Yes.
You cannot convince everyone at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the responsibility of each individual. You cannot change another's thinking for them. You can try, you can encourage, but you cannot change another until such time as their heart's energy is open to the truth. I am sure, my dear friends, that each one within this room has come upon some persons who, no matter what you say, no matter what proof you give, they cannot and will not accept it. But that too is part of the spiritual pathway. That is part of learning, understanding, and forgiveness of others. So I say to you, my dear friends, in every area of life, give thanks to the great creative force for that experience.
It's also a wonderful experience talking to somebody who you've known for a very long time, who has not necessarily thought about the wider picture or any spiritual thoughts at all, and then suddenly you see them opening like a flower. I have somebody in my family at the moment who's doing just that.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful feeling that they started to question and ask and feel so differently.
Yes. The opportunity is there for all. But again, because of the free will given to you as human beings, that knowledge and that support can be denied. There is nothing that you can do. But of course, like the flowers in your gardens, to watch it grow and blossom and become strong and beautiful can only gladden your heart.
Yes, it amazes me sometimes when organizations such as the Society for Psychical Research, I mean, that has been going for, I think, something like 140 years now. An enormous amount of intellectual data has been amassed. But still there are doubts at every turn. The intellectual path to elucidate or attempt to elucidate the nature of spirit is a very difficult path and very lengthy indeed.
Of course, but we are making what you would term inroads.
Yes.
Slowly, slowly, but surely. And you must know, my dear friends, how many scientists now have turned away from the material data and have turned towards proving that spirit now exists.
As I said, there's the rising spiritual awareness.
Yes.
And there's the intellectual pathway, and the two seem to be coming together to a degree.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
If you look to the wider picture, that is why I said at the beginning that humankind is on an upward pathway.
Yes.
I think we've all commented that we've felt that in our daily lives, haven't we? That,
yes. As spiritual beings,
yes. Something
like you within this room, who have accepted that you are more than a physical being, you can only continue to grow if you so desire. But again, that is why you are so individual, because of your free thinking.
I'm always a little surprised when they show a film of people living in the deepest of forests in Africa, and they're always very spiritual, and whatever they do is based on spirit, so they're well aware of it.
And as were all your ancient peoples, because the materialism had not taken hold. It is as you move towards material things that mankind has gradually lost these innate gifts. That is why you will find simple living people are more aware spiritually, whether they know that or not. They are more spiritual in their outlook.
If you hadn't said what you said, I thought we were on an uphill path, really, because everything's going that way, isn't it, in the world?
Yes. Yes, mankind has reached a peak of materialization that has to then continue on another journey. And that journey is to return to know and understand himself and what he truly is. We are making great strides, my dear friends, although there is so much fear in your world at this present time. If you were to stop and consider life now and that of many years ago, when mankind wanted too much for himself, that is when the gifts of spirit began to fade into the background of everyday living.
That makes sense.
I wonder though if in the future it's possible for us to recapture those spiritual feelings with the amount of materialism around us as a planet.
Yes. I have said in years gone by, there is no problem with the materialistic things that you have. It is the love of these things. It is the false love and the attachment placed upon them that create the problems. Of course, there is a fine balance to be achieved.
Yes, I feel there has to be a process of devaluation of material things.
Yes.
And possibly, when the material things come up against floods or failures of various kinds, huge buildings falling down because they're too big really to stand up to the elements, perhaps these things assist the process of devaluing materialism.
It is a time for man to recognize past mistakes. And after all, if one man has so much money that he cannot spend it, but he gives much to others, then you cannot say he is wrong to have so much money, because he does not have the love of that money for himself. He uses that money to help his fellow man. So you see, you must always weigh up before you criticize.
Yes, I think we recall the Andrew Carnegies of this world, who were great public benefactors in this way.
Yes.
Alfred Nobel.
And remember also, my dear friends, that sometimes these people are influenced in such a way as to achieve great wealth in a lifetime, in order that they can be an example to others by helping others.
Yes.
So you see, they are a very good example to many who would not give.
Yes, certainly when it is like that, it's a process to be much admired.
Yes. So, do not be too quick to say that all things material cannot allow you to grow spiritually. That is not the case.
Yes,
only met recently, and we've been reading a lot about manifestation. It's a subject that's quite popular at the moment.
Yes.
They call it cosmic ordering. And of course, it will attract many different types, probably. But we have also started tithing because we read a book which we felt made sense. And yes, I think we would like to have more wealth because we can do more with this wealth. And I wondered if you had anything to say about tithing. People suggest that by giving away a percentage of your money it's to others who perhaps need it more, it just simply increases your own flow.
Yes. It is simply cause and effect.
Yes, cause and effect. Give and receive.
Yes. Yeah. If you truly give with your heart without looking for return,
yes,
then the laws of all consciousness will return it to you.
Yes.
But what I would say is be careful what you ask for.
Yes.
Because sometimes you are given and there is a much wider picture that surrounds it and may not always be what you expect.
Perhaps it's better to simply not ask.
Yes.
But give. Give but not ask.
Yes, I would suggest that is a much better way, because what you give you will receive, not perhaps in monetary terms, but you will receive in happiness,
yes,
or health, or in the love of a family.
Yes.
And after all, these are much better gifts.
Yes.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
One thing that could I ask, just one question. There's millions of people on the earth worried about the earth heating up and flooding, and they can't. They see a lot of harm being done with CO2 and what have you. For some reason, I'm not worried about this, and I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, but I'm not on that side. Am I wrong?
You cannot change what has already happened, but what can change is your awareness in order to help your planet, and that awareness is already here, otherwise there would be no discussions about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the awareness is there, but it needs to grow. But to you, my dear friend, I say do not waste your energy in worry and fear. But of what is happening on this planet is part of its own evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And that you cannot change. But of course, there are many factors which all of you can help to change and to sustain.
By sending out our loving thoughts to keep everybody safe while this change is happening.
Yes.
Is what we can all do in our everyday lives, isn't it?
Yes. That is a much more productive view to the condition of this planet, rather than to be concerned and worried and fearful. Because when you are fearful, when you are worried, you change that energy.
Vibration changes.
Yes. So I say always to you, no matter how you feel, you have the power to change, to love and hope, and to continue with your lives in a fulfilling way.
Yeah. Perhaps it would be true to say that nature has the power to change if we allow her.
Mm. Of course, that has sometimes been the problem where mankind has taken upon himself the attitude that he knows better, when it has not always been that way. But be grateful that the awareness is raised, and that most human beings in your world are aware of these changes and what they can do to help. But as I have said, part of it is an evolutionary change.
Sandra, is it reasonable to wish for things if they have an unselfish purpose behind them?
Yes, of course.
Yes, because yes, sometimes we think of future plans which would enable us to spread the word in our own particular way.
Yes, whatever brings good, that cannot be wrong, because I would say to you that you would understand immediately if the purpose of asking is not for the good of yourselves or others.
Yes.
There is nothing wrong in asking for help for yourselves. Do not be afraid to ask, but be careful what you ask for. That is my only caution to you.
Yes. I understand that material objects, for their own sake, often incite envy and don't bring happiness. Sometimes for that reason.
Yes.
But my feeling was, if you wanted a bigger house, for example, for purposes of teaching or healing, then I was thinking that presumably is a good purpose. If it's right.
Yes, but it may not just be given.
No.
It may be that you have to pursue in some way for this to be obtained.
Yes, I understand. Yes, yes, dedication.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I understand that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, I will take my leave this time. I hope my words have brought to you some element that will give you food for thought.
Yes, I feel it's been a wonderful, warm chat with much instruction contained. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And continue to send those loving thoughts for those in need. Do not forget those in our world who also need your help and thoughts. And as I leave you, my dear friends, know that always I am aware of your lives, of your fears, because some of you do have fears, but that is a struggle for you to overcome. And I will ask our dear lady friend, whilst this feeling of ease and love remains, to take you on a journey, if she will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sadhana.
Thank you, Sadhana. Thank you.